in the morning.
16 minutes after 7 a.m. is where we're at this morning, and we move along now to our first feature. Now, yesterday, our news team picked up an online petition calling for the removal of informal dwellers at a Strand Street quarry, which has national heritage status. Now, for those who don't know, Strand Street quarry is on the border of Bokop, and some say it's quite literally the foundation on which the city of Cape Town was built. Wow. Now, recently, there has been a number of informal dwellings set up there, and the petition states that brutal assaults, murder, muggings, burglaries, drug trafficking and other issues have become a regular occurrence in that area, and the undersigned Kobus Apurhita wants the city of Cape Town to take action. So this morning we do have the chairman of the Bokop Neighbourhood Watch joining us online, and that's Mr. Ibrahim Christians. Assalamu alaikum, good morning, and thank you for joining us, sir.
Salam.
Now, what do you make of this petition by a certain Kobus Apurhita? You know, is the settlement becoming a problem? Can it be perhaps directly linked to the crime in the area? What do we know at the present moment?
The petition we found out recently, and yes, it's growing very much in the quarry. But this is something that we've dealt with directly with city since 2017, 2018, and we had direct consultation with Brendan Golding identifying the problem to him, and up till today nothing was done. Yes, it's growing, and that is actually a getaway for the criminals.
Now, as a neighborhood watch, you know, have you alerted the authorities, you know, to patrol the area, and have you written to your counselor? What steps have you been taking?
What steps have we been taking? We've a direct contact with SAPS regularly to identify the problem and to assist them. And even as lately as last week, we went into the quarry to look for certain criminals that robbed some lady within the Tamboerskloof area. Mm. And the phone was tracked into the quarry, and we assisted. And it's not the first time we do a regular checks within the quarry. And yes, you can see it, the checks going up daily. The last time I spoke to the councillor was on the 12th of May. Mm. It was during the fast, and we actually I sent him pictures while I was speaking to him. Mm. And I showed him there was exactly 10 new checks going up. And it's not just...
Did you get a reaction from Councillor Golding?
Yeah, I dealt directly with him. I spoke to him. I had a telephone conversation with him, identifying him. And it was also brought up in other forums, like in CTF meetings. And recently they told us eviction notices are being put up. That was before the lockdown. But yet, it's growing. That is a story on the crowd side. Yes, if it's homeless, then it's homeless and you can't do anything. But it's actually a hideout for criminals.
Okay. Now, what's the feeling like amongst residents? You know, is there a similar view that the dwellers should be removed? And, you know, it must be a real tricky situation given that the public perception is that Cape Town continues to target poor and homeless through these evictions. And, you know, one can imagine the removal of informal dwellers isn't something that all residents would support.
Yeah, the general feeling within the people of Bokop, especially on that side, the Kapini Street, Long Market Street, Signal Street, all that side, the feeling is that is quite a risk to them for criminal activity. And yes, the people are fed up and they want them removed. But there's only so much we can do, identifying the problem, Further than that, we can't do anything. We can't take the law into our own hands and go into that area and remove the sex. That is up to the city. And to me, honestly, the city is doing absolutely nothing about it.
Has Councillor Golding visited the site?
Excuse, it's lockdown. Mm. But this problem has been coming out way before lockdown, and nothing has been done.
Okay, so apart from those eviction notices, has Councillor Golding visited the site?
To be honest, I don't think so. Maybe once or twice within the last 5 years, but recently I don't think so, because usually I would communicate with him, but honestly, I don't think he's done anything about it.
Okay, and just for our listeners, you know, we had made contact with Councillor Golding. Unfortunately, he was unavailable this morning, but did say he will avail himself at a later stage. And finally, you know, Mr. Christians, the petition calls on the city to perhaps develop the area as a usable space. So, for instance, you know, such as a public parking lot. What are your thoughts on that?
A public parking lot. First of all, they were not within their rights to make decisions for us because that is part of Bukab heritage, and that should be left to the people of Bukab. If you want to speak about public parking, there's more important things than a parking lot. We need lots of housing. So, yes, housing should be the priority for that area, and with that space you can get quite a number of houses on there. So I don't know where they come with public space. Again, that will be a economical gain for somebody, but it will be nothing for the people of Bukab. So yes, I think to develop it into a low-cost housing for people within Bukab, in the Bukab area.
Do you think this petition would work? You know, are people coming on board to sign the petition, or is it just going to fall on deaf ears?
To be quite honest, I haven't even checked that because, like I say, I don't like playing politics within these games, and it's not something that they're bringing up now from the Vatican side because they're feeling the pressure. But it's something that we've been dealing with the council on a regular basis, and we've been faced daily with the quarry and the canal activities.
Have you perhaps spoken to those, you know, that make up this informal settlement? What are they saying? Do they have anywhere else to go? You know, perhaps, you know, the city would suggest shelters?
The last I spoke to somebody was on the 12th of May. That was the newly erected shacks, right? That was the last I've spoken to them. And that was actually quite, it was a couple of white people and that, but also non-criminals, also drug pushers. And I told them, why this? And this was the words they were saying is, it's just for temporary until the lockdown is finished. But we knew that was, and that people are actually known to the people that's residing in the quarry.
Okay.
It's not that they knew people that don't know anybody there.
All right, Mr. Christians. Well, let's leave it at that for this morning. We will try and get Councillor Brandon Golding on at a later stage when he is available. But we thank you for your insight and time on the matter.
Shukran.
Well, assalamu alaikum. That was Chairman of the Bukab Neighborhood Watch, Mr. Ibrahim Christian, speaking to us this morning.